Second date update.
They say love will find you when you're least expecting it.
Oh, yeah, they always say that.
Yeah.
Which I can tell you is absolutely true.
Really?
Yep. I hope so.
It happened to me just the other day. I was at the bank trying to get a loan, and before I knew it, I was Frenching the person that runs the vault.
Oh, whoa. My God.
It just happened.
That does not happen every day.
I'll tell you, they really knew how to crank it.
The vault?
The vault door.
How did you get back there?
Anyway, my point is you never know when love's going to come pounding on your door.
Oh my God.
And apparently, that's what happened with one of our listeners, Valerie. Love just came and found her.
Valerie, how you doing?
You end up with a vault guard too?
It was such a vault guard, yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, did you, like, you said that in a very sensual way.
Tell us about this vault guard and where you met him.
God, I need to switch banks.
So this was a couple weeks ago. I'm just at home fixing dinner, casual night in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he just burst through your front door and was like, I love you.
Was a Kool-Aid man?
Kiss me now. Oh, yeah.
More of a subtle entrance than the Kool-Aid man.
Okay.
I get a text. My phone dings.
Okay.
And it just says, hey, it was fun hanging out with you last night. But next time I'm drawing the number from the raffle.
Hmm.
Random.
Sounds like a senior citizen event that somebody
Were you at a raffle?
No, I was just home the night before. I mean,
oh, so it's just like a wrong number.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Did you respond to that?
I did. I usually don't, but there was something so, I don't know, unusual about it. So I just responded.
I thought you were going to say charming. Thank God you didn't.
Yeah.
It was unusual. So what did you say?
So I says, well, unless you were hiding in my closet last night, I wasn't the one with you.
Okay, you don't want an answer that's weird. Like, I was.
Yeah.
Funny you should mention.
Funny, go back to your closet right now.
What did he say?
It was just very embarrassing for him, you know. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I must have a bad number, I'm sorry to bother you. And I was just like, well, it's okay. He just kind of kept responding, so we ended up text chatting for a while.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, he hits me with, are you single?
What? Whoa.
At this point, he'll just take anybody
straight
that's single.
Point.
He's just like, hey, please.
Yeah.
She's actually responding.
This is my 11th wrong number. Please, somebody be single.
Oh, my God. It did sound a little desperate. But, I mean, we were getting along. It was like playful banter between us.
This is like one of those stories you see on the news where, like, somebody accidentally texted someone and now they're all having Thanksgiving dinner together.
Yeah, look how now she's missing for 3 weeks.
Right.
Have you seen her?
How different is it than meeting someone on Tinder?
No,
it is.
You know?
I mean, chemistry is chemistry.
It's really random that this happened and that you guys connected. Did you ever end up going out?
Well, yes. So, I mean, I'm recently single, and so one thing led to another, and we decided to meet up the next night at a street fair near my house that I like to visit.
Wait, what are the chances this guy gets a wrong number? You're in the same area. Did you get a picture or anything of him before you met?
Right?
So he sent me a link to his Facebook page, so I kind of checked
Facebook
him out.
Facebook and raffles? I'm a little scared. Yeah. Yeah.
Not boding well.
Old,
for
right?
Mr. Vault Guard. Did he turn out to be a winner, or what happened when you showed up and met him?
He was really cute and very sweet. It was a lovely night walking around, checking out the food vendors. We had the roasted buttery corn.
How was the chemistry between you?
No, I want to know more about the corn.
Reviews,
tell me about the corn. Get into all the corn.
It was buttery.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, we're good.
Salt and pepper, a little paprika on there.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's getting hot, so let's keep going with the date.
Guys.
Tell me more about the guy. I know, I don't even know his name yet. What is it?
Dave.
Okay.
Did you have anything in common with Dave?
Well, he had such a great sense of humor. We were just clicking. It was very easy to talk to him. You know, lots of flow.
Great.
That's a great feeling.
What was the biggest highlight of the date for you?
biggest highlight was we went and got matching henna tattoos.
Henna tattoos.
Right. Wild children, aren't you?
I did that in middle school.
Yeah. That's kind of cute, though.
This is going to last like 2 weeks. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Cute. Fun.
How did the date end?
He dropped me off back at home, and there was a lovely kiss, if you must know.
Dude, yes. And this guy isn't calling you back? It sounds so good.
Well, here's what I keep going back to is apparently he had been out the night before with somebody else. Oh. And I don't know if maybe he reconnected with Raffle Girl.
Maybe he texted the wrong number again.
I have so many dates by accident.
Yeah. It sounds like the main way he meets women.
It could be his MO. I don't know.
That's unattractive, though. Like, I've had girls ask me out, and then you see them going on a date the next night, and then a week later.
That's what,
like,
dating is.
I know, but
right?
You still don't like
you
to see it.
Play the field.
Totally. I get it, but it's still not nice to know you're one in line.
Yeah, play the cornfield.
Yeah, well, you need to form your own line, right? Like, you each need a line.
Well, not all of us are attractive enough to have our own lines, bro. Okay.
Well, here's what we're going to do, Valerie. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Dave for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on. Second date update. One wrong phone number could lead to Mr. Oh, so right. One of our listeners, Valerie, met a guy named Dave after he sent her a text that was meant to go to somebody else. But they ended up connecting after she approved his Facebook picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they went to a street fair together. They ate some seriously delicious sounding corn.
We spent a lot of time on the corn.
Not nearly enough time on the corn, if you ask me.
Texting in about the corn, too.
Everybody loves corn.
Yeah. Okay.
Corn is sexy. Anyway, they even got matching henna tattoos. But after their date, their connection has suddenly gone stale. Like a bag of old buttery corn, which I would still eat.
It's not working.
But I wouldn't be quite as excited about it. Anyway, that's why Valerie's reached out to us.
Corn,
we help her. That's the question. No. Valerie, what do you say?
I would love for you to help me.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah. I couldn't dig it.
Stop! I mean, here's the thing, Valerie. You must, I mean, not, this is going to sound bad, but I'd be really disappointed because you have like this kismet situation where you meet this guy and then you guys end up kissing at the end of the night and everything seems to be going in the right direction. And then you've heard nothing from him.
Well, technically, we texted the next day.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And what did he say?
He seemed very interested in meeting up again.
Huh. Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that's why I keep thinking, like, I don't think it was something that happened on the date. Like, it must be something that's going on in his personal life.
Okay. And how long ago did this happen? Like, how long ago was the date?
5 or 6 days ago now, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Have you tried the classic corn approach and stalk him?
Oh, my God. How long have you been waiting for that moment?
The entire
intro. Why are there so many corn jokes?
Because they're gold. Like corn.
No! Oh, here we go. Gotta make him start.
He's just being corny over there.
See, now you're into it. Now you're coming around on the corn. Anyway. Let's go.
It hurts.
Everybody's shaking their head in the studio. Uh-huh. I don't understand.
Yeah,
you guys just aren't as big of fans of corn. Okay. Valerie, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to dial Dave's phone number, and we're going to try and get your second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dave?
Yes. Who's this?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm hoping you have a second to talk with us.
I'm not really sure why you'd be calling me.
That's a good question.
That is. Mm-hmm. That
why?
Is. I commend you on your question asking.
Yeah.
You're much better at asking questions than I am, and I'm a radio host. So good for you, Dave.
Are you a new radio host?
How'd you know?
Does it show that much?
Oh, my God.
I'm just not familiar. Sorry.
Okay.
Neither is he.
Good save. All right. So, look, the reason why I'm calling you today is because we're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why. Make sense?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. And so recently you went out with a woman who's been trying to get a hold of you. Her name's Valerie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know Val?
Did you have a great time on your date? I mean, the whole story she told us about, like, how you accidentally texted her. It was, like, a wrong number or something. That was probably pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a great story, I guess. But, yeah, I think that's just going to be it for us. So.
That's it for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I was ultimately very displeased with the date.
Oh.
Really?
What?
That's interesting because from her perspective, the date was really good.
Yeah, we love your date.
She told us that you kissed her at the end of the night. If you were displeased people don't kiss.
I mean...
I mean, you know, full disclosure, that night I was not displeased, but I'm still dealing with the aftermath of that evening.
What? Would you eat something bad, dude?
Yeah, what in the aftermath displeased you?
Was it the corn?
No!
If it's the corn, we're hanging
we
up
We heard
right
about
now.
The corn.
What could be displeasing about corn?
I don't know.
It has nothing to do with the corn.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that would not check out. So what?
We have high corn expectations on this show, okay?
So what did upset you?
All right. Well, so she told you we went to the street fair and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounded great.
Did she happen to mention the henna tattoos?
Yeah. She said you guys got matching henna tattoos.
We did, and I thought these things were supposed to come right off. So, like, we both got the sun, but with, like, you know, flowers all around it and vines and all this stuff.
Yeah. Did you get it on your hand or what? I mean, henna typically lasts, I think, what, like 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, a few weeks. Yeah.
You didn't get it on your face, did you?
So, no, not on my face, but it's all on the palm of my hand now. And I ended up having a big job interview coming up.
Okay.
And tried really hard to get the tattoo off. Didn't work. Still there. So I go to this job interview, and the employer is sort of a big conservative guy and sees this thing on my hand.
And it's like, flowers? What kind of sissy boy are you?
I
is
know.
He that type of dude?
A like, real man gets corn on his hands.
Why wouldn't you just explain, I got a henna tattoo. It'll come off in a week. Like, that shouldn't be an issue.
You know, it just felt weird to me to try to explain that, and I almost didn't want to bring attention to it, even though he clearly saw it. I just felt very screwed in the whole situation.
Okay, well,
Did you tell her about your job interview before you agreed to get the tattoo?
No, I did not.
What? Well, how can you blame her for that?
Right, again, well, with Jeffrey on that one, how is that on her then?
She said she had had them before, but I hadn't. So it would be nice to get a heads up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I'm sorry that she didn't give you a heads up on that, man. But I'm going to give you a heads up right now and let you know Valerie's on the other line listening and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, great.
Dave.
Dave.
Oh, hey, you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am
great.
On the phone. This is about the henna?
I mean, it's really all I've been able to think about the whole week now. It just kind of soured and ruined everything. I'm sorry.
Look, if you had just told me the next day while we were texting that it hadn't come off, I would have told you put lemon juice on it. That fades it right off.
Oh, is that?
Oh.
The acidity?
Well, that's knowledge I would have liked to have had beforehand, but thank you.
It smelled like lemons, bro.
So honestly, definitely. Instead of ruining things, she could have saved things for you, Dave, if you would have given her a chance.
Yeah, all of that happened afterwards. Like, if she would have just given me a heads up beforehand, none of this would have happened.
I mean, Valerie, why didn't you foresee that he was going to have a job interview in a few days and warn him?
Exactly. I'm not a psychic. I had no idea he had some big interview coming up.
Yeah.
Dave, did you get the job, though?
No, I did not get the job. And, like, that was kind of my dream job. You know, I don't know when I'm going to get another opportunity like that.
Man.
So you're just mad. It's not Valerie's fault. You just need to blame someone because you're upset.
Well, you can't tell me how to feel, first of all. Nope. And you know what? It is her fault.
What about the henna artist? Didn't they tell you?
Yeah, like, exactly, you Jose. Them.
Well, they didn't pressure me into getting it like she did.
Oh, my gosh.
What about yourself?
Yeah. Valerie, how do you feel hearing all of this? Do you feel blindsided?
I mean, I'm sorry that you didn't land your dream job, but I'm offended that you would blame this on me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're saying sorry. It took you a few minutes, but you eventually got there.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's a lot of red flags right now, Valerie.
I also want to say that I'm sorry that you didn't land your dream job, but you know what's never ruined a job interview? Is corn.
Never.
What? And that's why I would love to send the two of you out on a second date, maybe to a cornfield, to some sort of corn palace.
Or a movie with popcorn.
Popcorn, whatever it is, corn needs to be involved because it'll make it so much better. No henna tattoos at all. And we'll pay for it.
Even if it's of corn.
Hey, you know what's funny to me? That you guys think you're funny.
I'm glad that we're on the same page, that we all think that we're funny.
I don't think that you're funny.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Dave?
Yeah, I'm just talking to Dave, Jeff.
This is a blanket statement. Okay. Whoever wants to accept it can accept
it. We're funny, Jeff.
I think you're funny, Jeff.
Thank you, Valerie.
You really don't have to say that.
I'll take it, okay? And let me just ask you straight up. Would you like to go out on a date with Valerie and we'll pay for it?
Is she truly sorry for doing that?
I don't know.
What's up, Valerie?
No, I'm not sorry.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Valerie.
All right. Well, then I'm going to lean towards no. So.
I have a feeling Valerie didn't want a date anyway at this point, I'm guessing.
Look at that. In the end, the wrong number turns out to be just wrong.
Sounds about right. It was.
That sounds
waiting for the corn.
Yeah. No, I'm retiring the corn.
All right, enough with the corn. It's not working for you guys.
How dare you, Dave?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.